This is VOA News by remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden is settling in at his new home, the White House, after taking office Wednesday. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The new president and first lady stood on the White House's north steps before walking inside with their family. In past years, the incoming president would have been at the executive mansion before the inauguration, greeted by his predecessor. But Donald Trump did not invite the Bidens, nor stay in Washington for the ceremony itself, snubbing his successor entirely. But other ex-presidents were there.
Order!
Presidents Clinton, Bush, and Obama also joined the Bidens at Arlington National Cemetery's Tomb of the Unknowns in a bipartisan display of unity before a pandemic-shortened inaugural parade.
How does it feel, Mr. President?
Feels great.
With the new president walking the last stretch down Pennsylvania Avenue. Sagar Magani, Washington.
And on his first day in office, President Joe Biden began dismantling Donald Trump's legacy by signing a series of executive actions that reverse course in immigration, climate change, racial equity, and the handling of the coronavirus pandemic. The new president signed the orders just hours after taking the oath of office. With the stroke of a pen, Biden intends to halt construction on Trump's U.S.-Mexico border wall and the ban on travel from some Muslim-majority countries, rejoin the Paris Climate Accord and the World Health Organization, and revoke the approval of the Keystone XL oil pipeline. Former U.S. President Donald Trump was driven to his Mar-a-Lago club in Palm Beach, Florida, in time to get behind the wall of the resort before his term as president expired at noon Wednesday. He must decide how to stay involved in politics, as he has said that he will do. He has talked about using a super PAC for supporting candidates who